to say so.
Jesusi, Christ Lord, Jesusi, let us pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and the Savior of the world, we thank you, Jesusi, eternal Holy Spirit, fire, glorious energy. We adore you, and we love you, and we praise you on this Christmas celebration day. Glory to you, Jesusi Christ. I love you. Amen. Jesus.
Jesusi, the power of your name. Thank you, Lord Jesusi, that guides me, that lives within me and reigns within me and throughout the universe. We thank you for that pulse beat of the universe, which is Jesusi, is ringing in all of our hearts. We thank you for enlivening us. We thank you that you are closer than hands and feet. We thank you for that dynamic, whispering energy that's filling our souls, minds, and bodies. In the name of Jesus. This is Son of God University. You're on the right track. Stay tuned. You're going to hear some dynamite stuff from my loving brother, sweetie, Jesus, baby.
Jesus, baby. Yes, welcome. Merry Christmas on this glorious day of January 26, 2014, A.D., in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ of the New Age of Consummation and Fire. We are fired up with the Holy Spirit fire. We are fired up with Jesusi, the Christ power, the vibration of love. We want to congratulate the Super Bowl contenders that are going, the great Seattle, Washington, and the United States of America.
Oh, yeah. Jesusi, baby.
Jesusi, baby.
Holy Ghost City. Holy Ghost City.
Holy Ghost City. Seahawks. We want to congratulate the city of in the mountain state of the United States, of the Mountain State West, Denver, Colorado. We thank
all
them.
Right,
we
all
thank
right.
Jesus for them.
Yeah, Jesusi, baby. Jesusi, baby.
Yes, they'll be playing against the Seattle Seahawks, and you know we are Seahawk fans from the Holy Ghost City of Washington. We come to you live from Shangri-La, Thailand, the Royal Republic of Thailand, where the temperature is a mild, cool 86 degrees right now. And we are happy to be in the great Southeast Asia, home of the Buddha Lodge, where the people chant Nam Myoho Ho, Renge Kyo, and various Buddha Lodge chants. And they also chant, now that we're here, Jesusi, even in the Buddha Lodge temple. They are excited with Jesusi. They know that Jesusi recognizes the supreme Buddha over all Buddhas, the supreme Lord, the creator, the redeemer, the sustainer, the savior, and the redeemer, the light of the universe. We want to baptize a football. We got a football here today.
All right.
And in honor of the great, glorious Seattle Seahawks, Marsha Lynch, who do we get here, Golden Tate, and Russell Wilson, and many others of the great, glorious team. And we have also the great coach, Pete Carroll, of the Seattle Seahawks. They are a very, very humble team. They're very humble. They pray to Jesusi. So we want to exhort them and bless them in the United States of America. You know, the other day, when they played the San Francisco 49ers, and Seattle won 23-17, I believe, beat them by 6 points. And we had an opportunity to go back to the United States, to the Pacific Northwest, but we decided not to because we got too involved with Jesus Christ. With all these experiences, you know, with the name of Jesus Christ, it's just so glorious. And we had the airfare. Everything was just ready for us to go. And there's another small, still voice say, "Do you love me more than you love the Seattle Seahawks?" And we said, "Yeah, baby." And we had no problem because we'd rather stay here and baptize people in the name of Jesus Christ, you know, to help edify the people. And we would sacrifice our pleasure of glory to glorify the name of Jesusi, the eternal Christ. So we are here in the great Shangri-La, North Thailand. We never know what the will of Jesus is. We just do the will of Jesus. We never know where we may be. We had plans to be to the San Francisco and Seattle, Washington game on Seattle territory, but we did not go. But our spirits were there. Our hearts were there, and we were happy of the victory of the Seattle Seahawks. And we're not going to go to New York either on next week. We're going to stay right here in the warm Republic, Royal Republic of Thailand for right now. And whatever Jesus will, then we'll go from there. Because people were wondering, they were asking, and I said, well, you know, we might be, because if you remember me saying that a few weeks ago, or maybe longer than that, I say on February 2nd, which is January 33, I said, we will be there in the Puget Sound region doing this and doing that in New York possibly, but we have, let us say, Jesus the Christ has other plans. Does that make sense? Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. So we are thankful for that, we follow the will of Jesus Christ, the King, and then everything works together in our favor. And, you know, some people, they call the other die or the Gmail. And Mr. Matt McConaughey, Beverly Hills, California. That's in the Western United States of America, right in the Los Angeles area. And that sounds like a movie star name, Mr. Matt McConaughey. And he said, "Dear Father Sweetie, are you Catholic?" And he said, "The reason why I asked, I like the way you do the Gloria Patri. Glory to the Holy Father, George A. Susie. Amen. Everlasting praises to the Holy Spirit. Alleluia to George A. Susie. Glory be nominis patris beatum, nobis patris elison, Jesusi, nobis patris spiritus de santos, amen." Yes, I am Catholic. No, I'm not Catholic. Yes, 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 I am Catholic. No, I am not Catholic. Yes, no, yes, no. What do I mean, Brother Matthew McConaughey? I answer you in love. We are no denomination. We are Son of God University. We are in love with Jesus Christ, and we do love the Catholic Church. People wonder, have you been confirmed as a priest in the Catholic Church? Because the way you do the Gloria Patri, no, but I love the way they do it, sweetheart. I love the high praises and the high ceilings where the angels hang out. They have good artistical work. I love the cathedrals. I've been to the Basilica over there in at Rome. Over there in the Vashon City, known as the Vatican City of Rome. So we've been around the planet, and we love the way they do Mass and the various praises and the Gloria Patri and the everlasting songs of love and the sound. So to answer your question, Brother Mr. McConaughey, yes, we are Catholic. No, we're not. Yes, no. And the reason I say that, we love all people. And the word Catholic means one with Jesus Christ. So we like that. So you look at it on the high note, yes, we are Catholic, but we're not under any denomination. But yet we love all people of all denominations. And another person asked a question. If I can remember what they Gmail, they said, I get their name right here, Mrs. Priscilla Alamedio, and she is from Nice, France. And she said, "Is the name Jesus Christ greater than the name Jehovah? I know Jehovah is the Father, but what value is the name of Jesus on the earth?" Well, you know we're going to have fun answering that, right? Is that right, my brother?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have a joy answering that. And another guy, dig this. I'll give you his name first. Mr. Sakamoto Yamamoto, and he is from Obama, Japan. I think that's so beautiful because the name of the president is Barack Hussein Obama, the president of the United States of America, and they got a city in Japan named after the President Obama. And he asked kind of a very similar question. He said, "Dear sweeties," he said, "is Jesus Christ the Holy Spirit's name, and is it powerful than God's name?" So we're going to find out, baby.
Oh, yeah, baby. To answer that question, you got that right, baby. Jesus Christ. Now, the Father, Allah Jehovah. You know, as we go back in lessons that we did before in archives, we talked about how Allah Jehovah and Jah Jesus came out the Spirit together.
Right. Yes.
Together. At the same time, even though the Father is higher, they came out together. They were the first ones to be born of this Spirit of it. They came out together. Buddha wasn't with them. Christ, Krishna was with them. Zoroaster was with them. Whoever else we know that masters wasn't with them. They were the two. They are the originals. So to answer your question, we start from that. Then we get into Earth here. We talk about only Earth. There's trillions of planets. Trillions. We're not the only one. Trillions, mother. We can't even imagine how many universes and galaxies there are of people that are planet. But this is the most wickedest planet. The reason it is because Satan was cast down to this planet. And then when he cast down all kind of eruptions and all kind, because he was negative in his thinking, all kind of catastrophes. So basically, this planet is a fast way to grow than any other planet. It's the most wickedest planet, but yet and still you can grow faster than the other planets. The other planets are so pure, they go real slow. Here you can go fast. If you live in a pure life in the job of Jesus, you can be translated within 60-plus years. There it takes, I don't know, what is it, eons?
A thousand years plus.
Uh-huh. So they envy this planet, but they don't want to be on it. Because you have to really qualify to be in the planet. Some people come illegally. We'll get into that sometime. A lot of the young people, they come illegal. The old generations, they were prepared to come here. You know, this is where they're supposed to be. But we can get into that later. But sisters, so this planet is wicked, but you can grow fast. So Jesus made a plea to the Father after it kept falling because of sin. He pleaded to the Father that he had a plan. His plan was to recreate this planet. Hard as rock.
That's right.
There's no planet in the universe like this that's hard like this. It's hard as rock. It's celestial before. Before it was celestial like the Father. That's why sin kept happening, this and that kept falling, and he had to have judgment angels do this and that, because man will fall because of the sin on this planet, you know, because Satan had sin on this planet, and we would fall for that. And we talked about before how Adam's wife before do that. I don't want to get in there because the father doesn't like to hear that because, you know, he has feelings. And then we have Eva, how she did, and she failed. But the point is, it wouldn't have failed if Adam hadn't taken it. Because, see, the man is the god of the earth. If Adam didn't take that, it wouldn't have failed. The woman can take it, fine. The man is the god of the planet. So we need to start with that. Man is the god of this planet, not female, male. He started here. She came out of him. He was created with all this light and energy. He was created in the image of the Father. And then Jesus came on the scene, and he said, I'm going to recreate them, a new body. So we have this body that we have now. It's flesh. It's prone to sin. He came down. He died for the redemption of us, that we may get this Christ-like energy and that we may use it to immortalize our bodies. So as we immortalize by praising this Christ-like energy within, that's why Son of God University is on the scene here. We're getting you back to the true doctrine of Jesus Christ. Everybody say they have it. No, no, no. Jesus, baby. We have it here. We are sent by the Father and God Jesus to tell you guys this. That's like my brother said. We can't go anywhere unless the Father or Jesus say us
not
to
even
go.
Not even to the football game. New York City?
Now, you know, we like games, you know, what's it more important? You know, God Jesus, baby.
God Jesus.
That energy, that force energy that drives us, that's in us, that's in every beautiful creation, man and female on this planet. Everybody has. I don't care if you're a Buddha, you're a Krishna. Some people had the notion before, if you're a Christian, you only have it. No, everybody has that light of Christ in them. They have that consciousness in them. But you have it. But as you start worshiping this Jesus, we're talking about the Son of Man.
That's right.
You start worshiping him, he will literally baptize you with that power of the Holy Ghost. That's where the power comes in. You see, a lot of my Christian loving brothers, darling brothers and sisters, they are kind of saying, we was talking about this before, charismatic. No, back in the day, in the 50s, the 60s, even the 70s, they were talking about the power of the Holy Ghost. You had Holy Ghost revivals. We had Holy Ghost tent meetings. We had the power. You saw Oral Roberts with the power in his hand, healing people. You saw the power. Now it's very few that have the power. It says, you know, in the last day, they were kind of like drift away from the love, you know, of the Holy Spirit within. See, Jesus, you can praise him. We love him, and he has every right to be praised. But he jumps up and down, and the Father does cartwheels when you start praising the inner God, the Father within. When they say the Father within, we're talking about the Holy Ghost, my brothers and sisters. Yeah. The Holy Ghost within you. Jesus, when he created you, he put that Holy Ghost in each person. So you know the truth. The truth is in you. The truth is in each of my brothers and sisters. The Holy Ghost guides you. The Holy Ghost guides you. The Holy Ghost guides this program. It's the Holy Ghost that gravitates you to listen to this program. We don't have to advertise. Basically, it's over 865 million. Now, how in the world are you going to get 865 million people to listen to you? By the power of the Holy Ghost. My brother has it. I have it. We're talking about it. The Holy Ghost is touching your hearts. It's telling you. It's talking to you. Basically, we're here to educate you. From there, you got to take it on for the power of the Holy Ghost within you, like my brother says. That power is real. It's intelligence. It's a force. I hear people saying there's no force. It walks beside you like a person. No, no, no. It's not a person. It's intelligence. It's energy. It's atoms and rays of light. It's moving. It's grooving. It's in you, my brothers and sisters. It tells you what to do. It tells you every little thing you need to know. You don't need to go to a priest to ask them. You don't need to ask us. You don't need to ask anybody. It says in the last days, you go to the Father within. It would tell you all things. It would let you know what to do. Depend on that force within you. That's what you love. That's what you praise. That's what you gratify. That's what you spend time with. Remember, love with all your heart, your mind, your soul, your being. That's what the prayer that Jesus gave us. What is that? The Father within. Not Allah Jehovah, my brothers and sisters. He's in heaven. That's where Adam messed up. Adam was looking at all this glory. He missed the tree within us. That's what's happening to even America. We're looking to all this riches stuff. We're not looking within us. We may go to church and do a few hymns and stuff. We think we did it. We're not glorifying the Christ within us. That's why the churches have all these problems now. You're not glorifying the church. If everybody would get into the Christ within, this would be a wonderful world, like the city of Enoch. Over in that great Northwest, Holy Ghost headquarters, Holy Ghost city, where the seven spirits were, over there in New Jerusalem. Yeah, back in the day, the whole city was taken up because Enoch taught them about the God within, about the God that reigns within your temple. That's what you should be in tune with. You don't have to go to a church where pimps take your money. You can be right where you are. You can go to the Father in the name of Jesus Christ, and you ask for forgiveness of your sins. Then you praise to the Father, Jesus. He's the Father of this planet. The Father gave all power to him. You praise him. You ask him for the Holy Ghost. You think he's going to give you a stick or a rock? No. He's going to give you that baptism of the Holy Ghost with wisdom and fire. And then it says, with that, with a mighty burning fire. You hear that a lot. Do you know what that means? That's burning all the negatives out, my brothers. Burn all that negative stuff out of your temples. So you become new, especially people on drugs. They really feel, because they get renewed by the power. See, that's what we need. We need that power. We need the Holy Ghost revival. The Holy Ghost revival is happening now. People say, well, it's happening now all over the world. That's why I say it's 865 million or 64 million listening, because the Holy Ghost Bible is coming around. People are searching for the truth. They're tired of this and that and paying for this and getting ripped off and this and this. Look into the God within. Don't depend on curses who put their trust in arm and flesh, the scripture says. Trust in the God within you, that light within you, that Holy Ghost fire, like in Star Wars. He said, Luke, use the Force. I always use that because it's something we can relate to here on Earth. Use the Force. He put all the instruments in and he started feeling the Force. He used the Force. He felt it. It was flowing through him. He was using the Force to guide that jet, whatever he had. He was using it. And that's what we need to do. Use the Force, my loving brothers and sisters. Use it like my brothers do. My brother uses it every day. He uses the Force. He's blind. He's using the Force. He's crossing streets. He's doing everything. They say, how you do it? He got the Christ-like energy. Jesus has him here for a reason like that. He's used, people can see the power. He's going here, going there, doing anything, everything everybody else can do. And he's doing it, you know. Through the Christ-like energy, that power, Holy Ghost. Don't be confused on words. We may say Christ-like energy, Holy Ghost, Ghost Holy. We may say Holy Spirit. We may say Heiligengeist. We may say direct principle. We may say anything. It's all referring to the Holy Ghost within us. That's the same thing. It's that fire within. It's the Father within, even. The Father within. That's what Jesus teaches us simple. The Father within. That's what we deal with, the Father within. And so by praising that Holy Ghost, what is his name? Jesus, baby. That's what our Gmail is, Jesus, baby. Because Jesus is the name, check this out, Jesus is the name of the Son of God, the Son of Man, Jesus, and it's the name of the Holy Ghost. So if Jesus himself, the Son of Man, that came to this planet, praise the Holy Ghost, which is named Jesusi, or Jesus, and the Father praises the energy, Jesusi. What in the hell is what we're doing?
We definitely
should be praising that energy within us. That is something that's closer than hands and feet. You don't need to pay us no money for that. You don't need to get money for that. You don't need to pay anybody for to get that. It's free. It's within you. Touch within you. Be still and know that I am God, my brothers and sisters. Fall into that energy. That's what it's about. We told you the Christmas story, how the whole earth lit up with the light of Christ for 5 days. You never heard that. 5 days. Don't you think people would mystify all this energy? Everybody was full of love. You have to. With that energy, it's love. It's wisdom. Actify all that energy. You can get that energy by asking Jesus for it. And as you ask them, then you start praising that energy, and then you start to develop. You start to love. You start to forgive. You start to do all the stuff starts dropping off. You don't need to go to a class, my brother. The class is the Holy Ghost revival within you, that Holy Ghost within you. Go into that, and that will help you learn to forgive. Forgiveness is not by somebody trying to teach you that. No, it's by loving the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Spirit within you. As you love it, you praise it, and grant it, and you ask them, it would take all that negative away. You'll start just to forgive, because you can't do it by yourself. It's only the power. The power does it. The forgiving. Any kind of negative stuff you have, it'll drop that. Any kind of disease you have, it, ask the Holy Ghost. It would take care of that. It's a healing power. That's what Jesus healed with. What was he healed with? The Holy Ghost. We were talking about R. Roberts, the power he had. He was healed with the Holy Ghost. He spent hours before, back in the day, stillness. Just like Benny Hinn, hours. See, I think he spent like 5 hours a day meditating, praising that Holy Spirit. Why do you think he come out with power, you know? All these ministers in Africa and over there in South Korea, they spend hours in communion with the Holy Spirit. You got to spend time with the Holy Spirit. You got to take time out to do that. That's essential. Instead of going to a dead, musty church, basically what you should do is be still and know that I am God within you. You are the living church. You don't have to go to the unless you have to, unless you really want to, unless there is an anointed one that Jesus has sent. Be still and know that I am God. Be still. And when you be still and you talk to God in your consciousness, that's the revolution there. That's when it happened there. And the questions are, yes, it's more powerful because Jesus is over this earth because the Father gave him all power. Because you know why? Because he came in a human body. He knows what it is. The Father really doesn't know. He doesn't know. He's in the celestial body. He kind of did, but he, see, Jesus experienced it. So that's why he said, hey, you take over that planet. That's your planet. This is his favorite planet. Even though it's the wickedest, it's his favorite planet because he came down here and died and walked for him. That's why he's worthy. We do take time to praise him because he's worthy. But the main deal of the deal, my brothers and sisters, praise like my brother's hugging, praise that Holy Ghost of fire within you, that love energy. And once you do that, you'll be bada boom, you'll be zooming Jesus, baby.
You got that right, baby, because the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, is so real. It's a thrill, baby. You know, the other day, the devil decided to visit me, and when I was asleep in the Buddha, and he got great nerve, and he choked me. And it looked like it was a fallen angel, looked like a half man, half monster, a mangaloid. And because angelic demons do not have human voices. But this person looked at me. Now, dig this. It was like the middle of the night. I'm resting real peaceful in the Buddha over here. And these are the exact words without any exaggeration, without any editing. That monster was choking me, and I had a heart, you know, trying to breathe. And he looked at me, and he said, Mighty God, Mighty God, you blind son of a bitch, I will bury you. I said, like hell. And he said, don't say that, because them demons, you can send them to hell immediately. So as I was grasping for breath, the holy angels were nearby, Mike, because we have a legion of angels, at least 12. He is in love with Jay Susie. And so the angels were encouraging me, say the name of power. So I said, Jesus, Jesus. Then I began to breathe, and because the room felt very dark, very cold, and, you know, it was warm over there in the Buddha while I was sleeping. And then I woke up, and then I land back praising Jay Susie, and then that monstrosity, a monster angel, like just disintegrated into the floor and most likely went to hell. We know the power of Jesus' name. That's why we're going to bless this ball, this football we have, and we're going to baptize this ball. People say, why did you baptize balls? You baptized basketballs the other day? Well, yes, when you live on a planet full of hell, hey, it's time to use the name of Jesus Christ. We bless everything we have. One day, when we were in the United States, and we was blessing my brother's truck, and the wife came out and said, are you baptized in the truck? Look like you're baptized. You got basketballs in there, and you're doing this and doing that. Hey, we take it serious, baby. We do it boldly. We do it in love. And so right now we're going to take this ball, oh, wonderful football. I hereby, by the powers invested within us, by the glory of Jesus Christ, and by the power and the victorious of the Seattle Seahawks, and the honor of the great team, and whosoever touched this ball, may they be blessed. This basketball, this football is now being baptized in the glorious name of Jesus Christ. Yeah, baby, we glory to Jesus Christ Almighty. I tell you, this is real. Do you know there are people that have went to hell and came back and told the story? Did you know that there are ministers like Dr. Kenneth Hagin? He is a well-renowned minister of the gospel. He's been around teaching for years. Back in the day, he probably was around when the Azusa movement started, of the Holy Ghost movement in the United States of America revival. And he, for over 59 years, when he told the story, he permitted us, because he spoke it on the television and throughout the world. And he said that he had to do with the NDE or near-death experience. And he was lured into hell. And when he went to hell, he said, what am I doing here? I'm saved. Them fallen angels, judgment angels, correction, because he was in hell. When you go to hell, you encounter judgment angels. And they are there because the person was not in Christ. And so when he went there, they mocked him. They laughed at him. They cursed at him. I won't say the words, but they did. They taunted him. And they laughed, that mockery laugh, and they told him, they say, you are not saved, and you are not getting out of here. He said, I'm a minister of the gospel. I'm Kenneth Hagin. Don't you know who I am? I got the Kenneth Hagin Ministries. And the devils, they laughed, and they laughed, and they laughed. and they said, you, I won't say the words, but you so-and-so, blankety blanket, you are not getting out of here. And there were big spiders about the very high, 19 feet tall, and maybe 25 feet wide, and they didn't smell too pleasant. And like that Mangalore that visited me the other day, he didn't smell good. And anywho, and so when he was in the hell, they said, you ain't getting out of here. You better pray the sinner's prayer. He said, I'm not a sinner. I've been saved for over 59 years. Not here you are. So he, Kenneth Copeland, correction, not Kenneth Copeland. We love him too. There's so many ministers that we know and have dealt with. We saw him in the Puget Sound region. Kenneth Hagin, because he's the mentor of Kenneth Copeland. So Kenneth Hagin, he, at the end, he said, Jesus, save me. Forgive me for my sins. I am sorry for what I have done. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And the angels that was in charge down there were laughing at him. But he continued to pray. And then he said, Jesus, in your righteous and royal name. And when he said that, he was taken out of hell. The power of the name, my beautiful lovers, the beautiful saints of God, Jesus the Christ, the God of this planet. It is a reality. The name of Jesus Christ must be exalted. The name of Jesus that you see is talking about, you hear us talking about it, is you know, for a person that claims to be a Christian, they claim to celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas. It's like, well, why don't you use the name? Don't be afraid, Dr. Delore. We love you, sweetheart. Baby, use that name. Don't, you know, Jesse Duplantis, we love you. Jesse Duplantis, you say, hey, I'm not dying. Jesse Duplantis and the Jesus is Lord Ministries, they are on the move. And I encourage everybody, all you ministers that we know and been to your crusades, the Lord, Dr. Cliffo, the Lord, and Jan Crouch, you sweetheart over there in the California state, bless you. You went through a lot with the loss of Paul Franklin Crouch. I tell you, baby, Jan, totally depend on the light of Christ, totally depend on Holy Spirit, that energy, that vital force, that divine director principle, that everlasting Father that lives inside of you, that dynamic Jah Jesus Christ. When you get lonely, if you get lonely, call on the main man, call on the mate of love, call on Jah Jesus. Jan Crouch, we love you, sweetheart. Just say, Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus, 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 Jesus. And I tell you, you feel the power, because that is the name of the Holy Spirit. That is the name of the power of light. That is the reality that my brother was talking about. And likely to tell you, that inner energy is in us. All we have to do is receive it. See, in the book of John, the first chapter, verse 4, and also down to verse 9, it says, this is the light of Christ that lighteth every man and human being that cometh into the world. Jesus Christ is not partial. So therefore, we are supposed to get excited and get thrilled. And just like Kenneth Hagin, he was very happy to get out of the hell. And you know, because he said, wait a minute. Sometimes we think we are saved or we think we're this. We really have to be in touch with the light of Christ, this divine Holy Spirit power. That football got a lot of air in it. That means that football has made football players millions of dollars, because it has the breath of life into it. Just think of the value of the Urim and the Thummim, which is spoken of in the Exodus at the 28th chapter, I believe. It's about the power. The Urim and the Thummim, spoken of in the Book of Mormon and also the Holy Bible, and in the Torah, is speaking about the light and truth. The light and truth is the Holy Spirit. Learn to love Holy Spirit. Learn to trust Holy Spirit. Learn to reverence Holy Spirit. This is the way to life. Holy Spirit has a divine name. Jesus, baby. Jesus. 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 Dolores, sweetheart, baby. Don't be afraid to put Jesus. Put a jaw on that Jesus. You got a good congregation down in Atlanta, Georgia, or is it College Place, Georgia? We see you on the television. You are a wonderful, magnificent being. I tell you, you're so studious in your research. We just love these people. These people that are searching. You see, we talk about the churches and, you know, we're scared to go to church, but at the same time, we love them. We might not be in the same ministry, but we love them because people are seeking for truth. And we hear you talking about the Holy Spirit, and the many people are getting into Kenneth Copeland ministries. He was talking about the Holy Spirit. He was saying, you know, you got to have this God inside mind. He is so right. It is the truth. It don't matter who say it. When the truth come out, my sweetheart's Bible, you got to accept it and got to believe it for yourself, because when you experience this Jesus revelation and you experience this God Jesus light, and you recognize the power of doing the sign of the cross like they do in the Holy Cathedral. That's the power. That keeps devils away, like Thecla in the book of the last books of the Bible when she entered into that mountainous rock and the divine power carved out carved the openings when those men wanted to ravish her body and they wanted to rape her. They wanted to ravish her. And she looked up into the heavens and she said, "Oh Lord God, oh Lord Jesus Christ, I have kept my sanctity and my purification in my body. From my youth up, I have not abandoned myself in sexuality. And now these three men are after me. And I thank you, most holy Lord Jesus Christ, that you are now protecting me and you are blessing me and guiding me." And the ancient records in the books of the Bible speaks about how the rock opened up in the mountain. There's a big mountain. And the rock and the Puget Sound region, she was and the, over here years ago, and it opened and received her. And the men, they grabbed the veil or scarf on her hair, and that was a witness that they saw a being translated like Jesus Christ and like Enoch and Elijah. That was a witness for those three dudes. They were tripping. They said, "Whoa, did you see the power of the Almighty? That this lady so beautiful, she went into the rock of the mountain, and God took her inside and rescued her and transformed her very body. Now she can walk into the kingdom of light." The name of the game, as I like it like that, is bring forth this Christ energy, this Christ light, this whole Spirit of God is the reality. You know, if anyone who don't glorify the Holy Spirit, you are a deadbeat. And we love you, sweetheart, deadbeats. We encourage you to come to Jesus Christ. Kneel down wherever you may be, because you can cry out. No one is too insignificant for the light of Christ. Oh, my beautiful lovers, my sweetheart babies, darlings, oh, my children, it is a reality. This light, this holy light, this glorified fire is all-inclusive energy. Let no one tell you any different. The Son of God, Jesus of Nazareth, when he went to the disciples and he's talking to them, he breathed. He didn't breathe another man on them, another person walking beside them. He breathed and said, "Receive ye Holy Spirit, Espiritus Santos, Halikin Gaisi." You see, when Jesus breathed the force of life and the force of light upon them and within them. When they went up in the upper room, like we told you yesterday weeks, they went up in the upper room in the book of Acts in the second chapter, it says that they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak with tongues of fire as the Spirit of Almighty Yahweh gave them utterance. The power is real, sweetheart. It is a reality. What happened back in the day, the same can happen today. What happened back 2,000 years ago happened today. What happened before time was time, it can happen today, because the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ Almighty, is real. If devils are trying to visit you, they're trying to attack you, they're trying to bombard your mind, you need to call on the power, the living power, Jesus. The reason why the earth people on the mortal planet, they only use what, 8% of 1/8% and 1/10% of the brain power? What's the matter with the people? That's why they grow old and they get the hunchback and different things happen, because they don't tap into the power. You must tap into the Heiligen Geist or Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a director of your mind. Give yourself over to the Holy Spirit, the light of truth. Give yourself to the Ghost Holy on every coast, because this energy, this power, this vibration, this sacred whole Spirit of Jesus Christ would open up your mind. It will illuminate you, it will consecrate you, and you will become dedicated, because you are opening up your subconscious mind to receive the purification of light. You see, the subconscious mind is the mind that's in the body, and it's the most stubborn, the most retrogressive, the most rejected mind, and it's also a glorious, beautiful computer mind, or the mind of memory and the storage. And by activating that mind, activating and purifying that particular mind, then the superconscious mind can drive right on down to the subconscious, and the subconscious is what's in charge of the physical body. The physical body, to get the glands to transform, to get the physical body to become young and strong, like my brother says, with my wonderful eye blindness at this present time, I do aerobics, I teach aerobic classes, I teach, meditation and bodybuilding and stuff like that, and do some running. They say, "How can you run?" I run with the light, baby. The book of the prophets and the book of the apostles say, we walk not by sight, but walk by faith. So I literally have to walk by faith because of the lack of vision. And so therefore, I have inner vision, and I can see things that does the seer, and because the power of Jesus is upon me, that my brother said, the glory of Jesus Christ is coming, and something's happened to people for a reason. And like they asked way back in that time, they said, Jesus, this young man, this boy that was born, did he sin because he was born blind, or what the folly? And Jesus said, neither was he born in the sin, or his mother and father, but that this might be the glory of the Son of God. Because before I had good vision, I dragged race and I did lots of stuff and activities through the grace of Jesus Christ. And then the high situation happened in 2009. But by the powers of Jesus Christ, I shall see God in my flesh. I shall see God in my eyes, because the power of Jesus is real, baby. The real deal of the field. And as we activate this reality and we get involved in the worship and the love and the gratitude to the Father within, the eternal Christ, because this eternal light occupies the temple. Just think, we are magnanimous beings. We are the temple of the eternal light. We are temples of light, not temples of darkness. Our flesh can be transformed to flesh mortal, to flesh divine, but the powers of the light of Christ. Jesus is speaking to you now, and you are feeling it. You are recognizing it because the powers of the light is activating. That's why we're having another covenant. This would be our sixth covenant in the month of January 2014, and this would be done on J. Susie Wednesday. Those who want to participate, those who are lovers of the Holy Spirit, and can magnify the name. And the name of the covenant is J. Susie, Christ Lord, J. Susie, New and Everlasting Covenant. And that's on a Wednesday on 1/29/14 or January 29th. 2014 AD, to the glory of Jesus Christ. You see, the kingdom of Jesus Christ is open to all people, my beautiful sweethearts. The love, everything is about the love. It's not complicated. It is very simple. Recognize, it's beyond what the lady discovered in her mind on 1830, in the year of 1830, about a movement of rapture doctrine, and that one day that everybody was going to disappear. Sweethearts, my beautiful sweethearts, man has created that dogma or the doctrine. But look, everybody and anyone can be translated at any time as they are in love with Jesus. Just like Enoch of old, Elijah, St. John, St. Mary. Mary was taken up on November 1st, 19. She was recognized by the Catholic Assembly that she was translated. And they recognize it on November 1st, 1949. It's in the scriptures. It's in the book of the ancient book of the lost books of the Bible. And so, therefore, the truth is out there. You can find these records in the Doctrines and Covenants, the Pearl of Great Price, the Holy Bible, the Holy Book of Mormon, and the Bhagavad Gita. You have to get different things about the sacred energy. This energy is just too real, my loves, sweetheart babies.
Jaja Susie, baby. Like my brother said about the rapture. The rapture, as far as her name was Miss McDonald, and I think it was 1830. She brought up that doctrine about it. A lot of people, they have doctrines. That's the thing about man. We have doctrines. But is it what the spirit of Jesus says in the scriptures? Or is it just something that they made up? And then later on, here comes Ellen White, Seventh-day Adventist. She proclaimed that. And so people in the Christian world are thinking about some Maya illusionary thing that's going to happen. Some illusionary, not real. So they're thinking about, like, oh, I'm going to be taken up. Jesus is going to come and rapture. It's not even in the Bible about rapture. And I went through that last night because that's a strong doctrine. That's a strong doctrine that my loving brothers and sisters have, that they're going to be taken up one day because they are Christians. I'm like, no. It's a transfiguration. It's a purity. You have to become pure to be transfigured. It's something to be transfigured. You know, it just doesn't happen overnight. My brother has a question.
Is that, you mean, they tell me that you can attain perfection on the earth in the physical body?
Oh, yes, my brother. You know, you have to become perfected. So it says, be perfect as my Father. Isn't that the scripture
in the fifth book of the fifth chapter of Matthew, 48 verse.
Right. It says, be perfect as my Father. So it wouldn't be said if you can't do it. And only you can be perfect by the Holy Ghost, the Ghost Holy. Yes. That's only. You can't do it yourself. Like my loving brother asked a dynamic question. Yes, this is for earth. Your physical body would turn into flesh divine, spirit. You'll be spiritualized. To put that in so you can see in your eyes, I always go back to the Star Wars because that's a very good movie.
Yeah.
And how those people are energized. You know how when they energize, then they go places? Your body will become energized. Your flesh will become energized. And then you can go from planet to planet. You can go from Las Vegas to Philadelphia in an instant like that, a twinkling of the eye. That transfiguration is basically for Earth. And there's people today that's doing that, that's in secrecy act. Okay, my loving brother.
You mean to tell me if we can attain the power and joining in the South Asia, and we can, if we wanted to, we can go to the Super Bowl in the United States of America and see out of Washington and New York area if we had the power and if Jesus willed it?
Oh, yeah. If he, definitely so. You can go anywhere in the universe. That's not a hard thing. Like my loving brother said, could we go to the Super Bowl? Oh, yes. In a twinkle of a thought, we're there. You think it, you're there. Transfigured beings is thousands of them, more than that. But it's, I don't know how many, but it's a lot of them. And it's, we want everybody on the planet. That's not your mission. That's your destiny. Okay, my loving brother.
I'm so excited. You mean to tell me that with the people that get the physical, this tangible physical body can be transformed, can even walk through walls like our elder brother, Jesus Christ of Nazareth?
Oh, yes. My loving brother is saying, as far as your body, if it's energized with energy, you can walk through the physical wall. That's no problem. I mean, that's no problem. Remember, your energy, you can go anywhere, and you can walk through walls. No problem at all.
And it feels good.
And it feels good. You heard it live here. It feels good, baby. You can fly. You can levitate. You can do all kinds of stuff. See, people have all this stuff. You can do this, this, this. When you're in Jesus' energy, you can do all that.
Yes.
Everything. Everybody has individual. You can do this. You can do this. Come to my class. I can do that. I can do that. No, when you have the love of Jesus Christ and you praise like my loving brother asks dynamic questions, you can walk through walls. You can go to Super Bowl and leave. See, that power is for here on Earth. It's for here, right now on Earth. People are into the Secrecy Act. They're not going to tell you they're doing it. They're doing it now, and you don't even know it because it's a Secrecy Act. They do it in secret. They don't say, oh, look, I'm doing this. No, no, no. They don't. You think they're a regular being, and they're walking around a transfigured being just like you. Illuminate. You may look at him, he's different, huh? You may sense something, but it's a lot of them walking around. And they're transfigured beings. And they're here helping humanity, helping their loving brothers and sisters. That's what Son of God University is here for. We wanted to get you into being bona fide transfigured beings, living, being gods and goddesses on this earth. My loving brother.
Yes. Is it true that Jesus is light, Christ is light, Lord is light, Jesus is light? And is it true what the apostle said that in 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, verse 17, that the Lord is that spirit, and the spirit actually occupies my physical body?
Oh, yeah. Basically, to put it in a nutshell, my loving brother is talking about the power of the Holy Ghost. The Lord is that spirit. See, a lot of stuff in the Bible is kind of coded up. You have to have an open mind through the discernment and the power of the Holy Ghost. It's talking about that spirit. What is that spirit? That Holy Ghost power. That Holy Ghost power that's moving and grooving. Yes, my loving brother.
I'm excited because all these questions coming up. You know, I discovered in the book of Romans, the 13th chapter and the verse 14, it said, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provisions for the flesh so you don't fulfill the lust thereof. You mean to tell me that the Lord Jesus Christ is the light of the universe and it's all atoms and rays of glory inside us that we can have the kingdom of heaven here and now and happy fight?
Oh, yes. You better believe it. Like on our, if you go to our webpage, you'll see that Holy Ghost throughout the universe is blue energy. And it's throughout the universe. And that same energy is within us and all around us. Unless our third eye is open, basically we can't see it. But like my loving brother said, that's the power that's all through us. It's everywhere. It's intelligence. Basically, it's intelligence. Why I always call it intelligence, and as far as when you read Doctors in Cover, it says, and the intelligence did this, and the intelligence. So that means it's intelligence. It knows what to do. It knows how to do it. It knows everything you need to know. Everything. I don't care what. Go to the light of Christ. It knows what you need in every way, baby. Jah Jesus, baby. Yes, my brother.
Jah Jesus, but are you saying that the light of Christ, this opalist dynamic of the omnipresent power of the universe, can that power translate our very being?
That power can translate and go beyond. Basically, let me tell you something. Everybody is looking for the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, to come. But, listen, it's not so much Jah Jesus. He doesn't have to come. It's the light of Christ that's going to be doing this. It's the light of Christ. It says the scrolls are going to roll back. That's the light of Christ that's coming through, my brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Everybody's looking for some deadbeat,
the Modi prophet, the man.
They're looking for the... What's the negative being?
The Antichrist.
Yeah,
Antichrist.
I'm so out of it. Right. I don't even know it.
Yeah, you're the Holy Christ.
They're looking for that.
Antichrist.
See, you should be worried about the light of Christ.
Yes.
Because when that light of Christ comes through and that atmosphere of heaven grows back, you got to be ready. And we are here to prepare you for that. So you'll be pure and holy, so it's not going to affect you. You'll be glorified. That's the second coming of the Christ. It's the light of Christ. It's not Jesus. Jesus don't have to come here. He did his thing. Yes, he'll come back,
right?
You know, when everything is perfect. But it's the light of Christ that's going to do the work. It's the light of Christ that's going to purify us. It's the light of Christ that's going to redeem us. Like my loving brother said, it's the light of Christ that's going to transfigure us. It's the light of Christ that's going to transform this world. It's the bottom boom light of Christ where Lord Jehovah, Allah Jehovah, and what Jah Jesus came from. That light of Christ is a creative energy. That light of Christ is going to come and restore everything. That's what we need to know, and that's what people don't know. And that's why Son of God University, S-U-N, my babies, Jah Jesus energy, that's what it is. That's what the S-U-N. It's not S-1. It's dependent on the energy. We depend on the energy. The energy is going to come back and do all this. And that's what we need to be worried about. If you're going to be worried about something, you shouldn't be worried about anything. But you should be saying, hey, I need to prepare for the light of Christ. The energy that's going to come on this earth, it's going to appear. Because people, if you're not ready, they're going to be running, trying to hide. You can't ride for it. It goes through rocks. It goes through everything. You can't hide. That light of Christ is powerful. So that's why we're here, to prepare you for the light of Christ, to live pure and holy through the power of the Holy Ghost. That's why you need the Holy Ghost, to live pure and holy. You can't do it yourself. Some people say, oh, I live right. I never killed nobody. I never stole. I never did. Hey, you don't want no judgment angels and no DAs, destroying angels, to get on your case. Because believe me, everyone has sinned. Is nobody perfect but Jah Jesus that came on this planet. He's the only perfect one. Everybody has some sin. Because if you was that perfect, you'd be translated. You'd be a god. You'd be an energized being walking, blessing people on this earth. And if you're not, get in tune with the Holy Ghost within you, my loving brothers and sisters, because that light is coming. You don't need to fear the Antichrist. I forgot about him. That deadbeat. You know,
yes.
You know, he has no power. Everybody's telling, what are you scared of him for? He ain't got no power. You're a transformed being. You're a divine being. You got Jah Jesus, baby. Yeah, you got the light of Christ. You got all the armies of Jehovah, Allah Jehovah. You got all the armies of the destroying. You got all the cherubims and stuff. You got so much going for you. Why do you fear anything? It's nothing you fear. All these negative spirits, like my brother, he had that negative spirit. He had no fear. It's divine angels around. It's all DAs around it, destroying angels, judgment angels. Nothing ain't going to happen. What? Nothing's not going to happen. Nothing can happen. You got the power of the Holy Ghost. And when the Holy Ghost go, angels go. You got, like my brother said, like 12 legions of angels, following you around. When you enter the Holy Ghost, you got angels helping you, my brothers and sisters. Everybody's in the angels. You want angels? You start praising that light of Christ and using that Jah Jesus name, baby. Jah Jesus, baby. You use that name,
yes.
Those angels are going to be around you all the time. They inhabit the praises of Jah Jesus. They love that. They're going to hang around you. No deadbeat, dark force angel is going to want to be around you. They're going to want to leave and get the hell out. Because I know one time we were saying some stuff, those things, hey, come back here. I'm getting the hell out of here. Hey, yeah, you shouldn't be around a divine being. We're all divine beings made in the image of Jah Jesus, baby. And we need to act like it and activate it. Not to get on your case, we love you dear. But that's why we're here, is to educate you about that great day when the light is going to shine forth. And you are ready. And you are equipped. And you have the crown of light of transfiguration upon you because you love the Jah Jesus spirit within you. That's your hope and your glory. What is your hope and glory? The Christ in you. We didn't say so much the Son of Man Jesus. Remember, the mystery, it's a mystery because you guys don't know about it. It's a mystery that was hid up. But we're revealing it. The mystery is hidden from the foundation of the world. What is it? The Christ in you. It's your hope and it's your glory, baby, through transfiguration and through living by becoming a God of this planet and a goddess of this planet. That's what it's about, baby. Yes, Jah Jesus, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Yes, my loving brother.
You mean to tell me that if I magnify and I praise this Holy Spirit and I give glory to the Holy Spirit, I can attain even the art of transfiguration?
Oh, yes. That's the only way. It's no other hope. That's your hope and your glory. Yes, yes, my loving brothers.
Well, if that's the case, I'm going home. I'm going to do it right now in the Buddha lot, and I'm going to get excited with the Holy Ghost. We're out of here, baby.
We're out of here, baby. I'm going to also. We're out of here till next time.
Jah
Jesus,
baby.
Take it home, Don. We love you. Peace be with you.